Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Integrity is a quality we look for when we entrust the riches of this world to others. If we pay for a service to be done at our house, integrity is one of those qualities we consider before agreeing to contract for that service. We might consider reviews provided by other customers that speak to integrity to decide if we also will agree to a contract. Where we see positive reviews speaking to integrity, we are much more likely to agree to a contract. And where we see negative reviews speaking to integrity, we are much less likely to agree to a contract. Integrity is a quality of character spoken to in the Bible. We do see the word integrity translated from the original Hebrew in the Old Testament, and we see elements of integrity spoken of in the New Testament. From the Old Testament, we see that integrity is linked to the heart, showing that integrity is linked to the concept of doing what we say we are going to do. Integrity comes from a place of sincerity, but not of deception. While it is never good to be deceived, acting with integrity can shield us from the fallout of deception. Abraham is not only the patriarch of the children of Israel, but he is described as a friend of God. Even with that, there was a time when Abraham lied about his relationship with Sarah to Abimelech, king of Gerar, telling the king that Sarah was his sister. The king took Sarah to become his wife, and in a dream at night, God came to him, telling him that he had taken a wife from her husband. Abimelech replied, asking God if he would slay a righteous nation. He reminded God that Abraham had told him Sarah was his sister, and that he had acted with integrity of heart. God acknowledged that Abimelech had acted with integrity of heart and told him to return Sarah to Abraham, or he would surely die. Genesis 20, verse 1. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife." But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister? And she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this." And God said unto him in a dream, "Yea, I know that thou did this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine." When Solomon became king of Israel after the death of his father David, he completed the temple, which was something David was not allowed to do. God appeared to Solomon, praising him for all he did, and reminded him of the need to walk before God with integrity of heart as his father David did. David was a man after God's own heart who walked before God with integrity of heart. If Solomon would walk before God with integrity of heart in uprightness to do all that was expected, Solomon was assured the throne of Israel would continue forever, but that if there was disobedience, the throne would be lost because the people abandoned God. 1 Kings 9, verse 1. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire which he pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. But if ye shall at all turn from following me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight. And Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people, and at this house which is high, everyone that passeth by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss, and they shall say, why hath the Lord done this unto this land and to this house? And they shall answer, because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath the Lord brought upon them all this evil. The Hebrew word from which integrity is translated is tome, Strong's Hebrew word 8537. And along with integrity, it implies completeness, simplicity, being upright, and perfection. We act with integrity when we do what is expected, even when others aren't watching. If we only do something because eyes are on us, and we would have done something differently if we were alone, while the result may be obedience, we are not acting with integrity. We are acting for purposes of expediency. History would show that as he aged, Solomon acted less and less with integrity, to the point where he compromised his relationship with God to favor his relationship to his wives and their foreign gods. The kingdom would soon slip from Israel, and while there is a nation today that calls itself Israel, the kingdom of Israel is long gone. Solomon was wrong because he abandoned integrity, yet it could be possible to be wrong and still act with integrity. Imagine a situation where you are acting with the facts available to you, and you are faithfully acting with those facts available to you. Now imagine that those facts are wrong, where you are acting faithfully with the wrong set of facts. You will still be wrong because you have the wrong set of facts, but you can still have integrity based on how you act. David had family problems as king, and one of his sons, Absalom, tried to overthrow him. Absalom enlisted spies sent throughout Israel in his effort, and even brought 200 men with him. The spies understood what Absalom was up to, but the 200 men didn't understand what Absalom's plans were, and because of that, they were described as going in their simplicity in this conspiracy to overthrow David. 2 Samuel 15, verse 7. And it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said to the king, I pray thee, let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed unto the Lord in Hebron. For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode in Geshur in Syria, saying, if the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. And the king said unto him, Go in peace. So he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, As soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. When the 200 men went in their simplicity with Absalom, the same Hebrew word, tome, is used. These men did not act out of purposeful intent to overthrow David, as the reason for their action was withheld from them. These men did what they did with integrity. The Hebrew word tome is not only translated as simplicity, it is also translated as full in Job. Job is comparing the death of two individuals, one who dies with integrity and another who dies in bitterness. That's an unexpected contrast. Typically, if asked to describe a person who is without integrity, we would first think of elements of dishonesty, not bitterness. Because Job contrasts integrity with bitterness, we need to take note that bitterness can diminish integrity. Job 21, verse 23. One dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow. And another dieth in the bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worms shall cover them. We are warned in the New Testament about the perils that come from a root of bitterness. How bitterness causes many to be defiled. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. In Psalms, David asked God to judge him according to righteousness and integrity, and to use those measures to separate him from the wicked, knowing that it is God who saves the upright in heart. Psalm 7, verse 8. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. David also wrote how he looked to God as a source of being delivered from entrapment and snares. In times of trouble, he asked God to help him and have mercy on him, even when his troubles seemed large and extreme. He acknowledged before God that there were those who sought him harm and asked for God's deliverance through David's integrity and uprightness, knowing that though God can provide deliverance, God typically provides deliverance when our actions include integrity and uprightness. Psalm 25, verse 15. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. David knew he walked with integrity, having also trusted in God, and this made it easy for him to ask for God to judge him. People who lack integrity or who do not trust in God should lack confidence in having a favorable judgment from God. David asked God to prove him in what he did and what he thought, knowing he had consciously been careful to associate with people aligned to his integrity. With that, he confidently asked for God's mercy. Psalm 26, verse 1. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency, so will I come past thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me, for my foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. The Hebrew word for integrity, tom, is also translated as perfect and upright in some places. In Psalm 101, David writes that he will behave himself wisely in a perfect way and walk with a perfect heart. That perfect way and perfect heart could also be translated as a way of integrity and integrity of heart. Psalm 101, verse 1. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when will thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. In Proverbs, we are told the hope of the righteous is gladness, that they will never be removed, and that God brings strength to the upright, or to those who act with integrity. Proverbs 10, verse 28. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. While all benefit from integrity, when the righteous act with integrity, it keeps them from abandoning the way of God, as the righteous understand their life is much more than what we physically have here on earth. Proverbs 13, verse 5. A righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. It is better to have integrity and be poor than to lack integrity. Integrity gives us reason to properly act on the knowledge we have, even when others aren't looking. It's best to have a wider set of knowledge than limited knowledge, as we are less likely to sin. Proverbs 19, verse 1. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, the soul that be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteneth with his feet sinneth. While most people will claim to be a good person, it is another thing to find a faithful person. Faithfulness and integrity are very similar, as faith and integrity are acted on even when others aren't looking. Those who are just act with integrity and do so to the point where even their children are blessed. Proverbs 20, verse 6. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? The just man walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. Those who abandon the teachings of God find themselves aligning to others who have also abandoned the teachings of God, and those who follow the teachings of God know they stand in stark contrast, having the ability to understand the situations around them. When it comes to integrity, walking with uprightness, it is better to be poor and have integrity rather than to be rich and lack integrity. Proverbs 28, verse 4. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. In the calling of people, Jesus described different types of people who are called through the word of God. Some are lost because of the trickeries of Satan, and others lose hope when times are tough. Yet others get so caught up in this world that the word of God diminishes in value in their life. They bring no fruit to perfection. Those with integrity continue with an honest and good heart, keeping what they know, and bring forth fruit to perfection with patience. Luke 8, verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, for a while believe, and in a time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Living with integrity as a Christian should simplify and not complicate our life. When we live with the simplicity that is in Christ, we do what is expected, even when others are not looking. We do not waver in what we know, and we reject those who bring a different concept of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, he might well bear with him. Integrity means we act with singleness of purpose in our heart in serving Jesus. We are not duplicitous. We do not act with a hidden agenda that is carefully disguised from others. Everything we do is as if we are serving the Lord, and we do so without respect of persons. Ephesians 6, verse 5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will-doing service, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. With all that we have studied regarding integrity, it is possible for a person to be of the faith and act in a way that lacks integrity. Take, for example, in the early church, when it became known that God intended to call Gentiles. Paul knew that many acted in ways that lacked integrity, as those who were Jews chose to separate themselves from the Gentiles. Galatians 2, verse 11. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. And when I saw that they walked not uprightly, according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, that thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? It is through Jesus we are complete. There is no philosophy or deceit that replaces the truth of God, and it is through Jesus that we walk in integrity. Colossians 2, verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised, with a circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man, therefore, judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of the holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not withholding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands have nourishment ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. As Christians, we are to move toward spiritual perfection, and that spiritual perfection comes through integrity. we should not have to have a religious experience where we focus on elementary principles. Hebrews 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. Living with integrity means we know we will suffer persecution. And when we suffer persecution, we do not abandon the faith, but we know that persecution makes us spiritually mature as we focus on continuing to do what is expected of us. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Living with integrity means we do not conform to what this world expects of us, as we are instead transformed by the renewing of our mind that comes through Jesus as we prove what that perfect will of God is. Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Walking with integrity means we never give up on our path to eternal life, and we act as if the path we have before us is long and narrow. We act with integrity not as if we already have eternal life, but that it is something we must yet attain and seek. Walking with integrity leaves us pressing forward to the prize that comes with the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Philippians 3, verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended for Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Walking with integrity means we are sober and vigilant, knowing that Satan seeks our destruction, even though we are called to eternal glory through Jesus Christ. We remain loyal to Jesus and God. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called unto us his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Walking with integrity means we do not give up when we face trials of life, and instead live through those trials, knowing that God faithfully uses all these to bring us to salvation. James 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Walking with integrity means we do not allow ourselves to conveniently forget what is written in the Bible. At all times, we seek the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, looking into the perfect law of liberty and continuing in it. James 1, verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Walking with integrity will lead us spiritually to a place where our love is made perfect, where there is no fear, where we who love God also love our brothers and sisters as well. 1 John 4, verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Walking with integrity brings us to a place where we not only love our brothers and sisters, but also our enemies. Those who curse us, those who hate us, those who despitefully use us, those who persecute us, as walking with integrity leads us to a place of spiritual maturity. Matthew 5, verse 43. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Throughout the Bible, we see integrity and elements of integrity as absolutely essential in our path to spiritual maturity. David knew integrity was vital in his relationship with God. Paul showed how walking with integrity meant we do not conform to what this world expects and focus instead on how our mind is transformed through the Holy Spirit. With Jesus teaching, that transformation includes love not only for our friends, but for those who also hate us. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.